Ladies and gentlemen, we will now begin the question and answer session. If you wish to ask a question, please press the star and the number one on your telephone and wait for your name to be announced. If you wish to cancel your request, please press the pound or the hash key. Thank you. Your first question comes from the line of S.P. Pan from S.P. Asia Euro Capital. Please ask your question.
Hi, good morning. S.P. Pan from S.P. Capital. Just two questions. One is on the impending rights issue. Any indication as to the timing for the implementation of this rights issue?
We're not entirely sure of the timing, but currently the documentation is with the authorities where they go through everything. So we would expect at the end of April, let's say, currently.
I think towards the end of April is likely, but we haven't fixed that date yet, but we hope to be able to make a further announcement on that quite soon.
Okay. The second question is regarding the purchase of the two LR2 product tankers for US$97 million. I'm trying to work out what sort of expected return one would get based on, say, current rates. What sort of lease rates would this vessel give at this current moment?
Well, that is quite a difficult question. But we would, let's say, we can highlight that the similar ships, which maybe are not eco ships, that similar size of ship is maybe earning around $20,000 a day currently. But we are still in a recovery phase in the market. And the timing of the deliveries of the new ships, we hope and certainly many analysts are pointing towards 2020 being a very firm year in the product tanker sector. Maybe we can highlight, let's say in the past, the FSL Hong Kong and FSL Shanghai, which in a way are similar ships, although trading in the dirty market, have been contracted at $23,000 and $24,000 a day. So it is a difficult thing to predict because the shipping market is very difficult to predict. But I think the intention of the trust would be once the market shows more recovery, probably either later this year or early 2020, that we would probably go for securing a fairly long-term contract if we can find one. For those new buildings, which I'd highlight, the new buildings, in theory, in the market, even today, a new ship will earn more because of the eco nature of the engine. It would always earn $2,000 or $3,000 a day more than maybe a non-eco ship. So these ships will be eco, NOx fitted. They'll be really the highest environmental standard we can really get without going to like a LNG engine or something. So we would expect to earn quite good revenue from oil. And also the quality of the charter we can probably obtain. We can probably go to oil majors or let's say the larger corporations with long-term contracts. Hopefully that helps you a little bit, although I realise there's no definite number we can put on it today.
Okay, I think that is useful because at least it gives us an indication that, you know, with this new ship, what sort of range of return one would get. Thank you.
Once again, to ask a question, press the star and the number one on your telephone keypad and wait for your name to be announced. Again, to ask a question, press the star and the number one on your telephone keypad. There are no further questions at this time. If you did not get the opportunity today to ask a question, or if you have any follow-up question, you may email them through to Ms. King at mking@clercocommf.com. I repeat, that's mking@kilo-lima-alpha-romeo-echo-charlie-oscar-charlie-oscar-mary-mary-foxtrot.com. I would now like to hand the conference back to your today's presenter. Please continue.
We have come to the end of our results conference call. Thank you for joining us today, and we look forward to speaking with you again next quarter. Goodbye.
Ladies and gentlemen, that does conclude our conference for today. Thank you for participating. You may all disconnect.